My name is Ruben Felix. The title of my story is This Is Not Just My Story. I was raised in a small agricultural town in a house located in the bosom of gang territory. Some of my favorite childhood movies were Mi Vida Loca, Blood In, Blood Out, and American Me, films that depict the life Chicanos face in neighborhoods laden with gang violence. I often recreated scenes from these movies, pretending I was running from the cops and dodging bullets. As a child, I argued with everyone. People joked that I would make a good lawyer. I went along with it, but that wasn't my dream. I never imagined myself arguing before a judge or winning over a jury. No, I dreamed of money, because we had very little of it. I didn't think of the drudgery of the profession, or how hard it would be for someone like me, from a town like mine, to get a law degree. My first encounter with the law was at age 4, when I unintentionally cracked the windshield of a passing car. From then on, I only got into more trouble. My childhood was full of law-breaking behavior. Fortunately, the law rarely caught me. I eventually outgrew that behavior, as most kids do, but some of my friends were not as lucky. They got caught up in the system, a system that only further criminalized them. As a young boy, I helped my dad at his night job. We worked all summer, but my dad was never paid. With no lawyers in our network or money to pay for legal counsel, we simply had to accept it and move on. In my late teens, my neighbor Sleepy was shot. I watched his bullet-pierced torso and blank, pale face as he struggled for air. He survived, but no one was held accountable. Bayo's story ended in tragedy. He was also shot. As he fought for his life, the police declared the scene unsafe, prohibiting paramedics from performing life-saving services. My friend died on the way to the hospital. I often wonder if the outcome would have been different had the police allowed the paramedics to do their job on arrival. When I was a young adult, my sister was forcibly taken from our home by police officers shortly after she had given birth. She was accused of having a cell phone her boyfriend had allegedly stolen. My sister, with no priors, was treated like a common criminal. I felt powerless, which led to anger for the injustice I perceived. On another occasion, my brother had too much to drink and was arguing with the mother of his child. When the cops arrived, my brother quickly regained his cool, yet they grabbed him and began pushing him towards the street. He leaned against them, and chaos ensued. My mom tried to help, but she was pushed to the ground. Somehow, I managed to get to my brother before they tackled us both to the pavement. "I got you," I said to my brother, with our faces pressed together and 4 officers piled on my back. He was arrested, taken in, and returned nursing a busted ankle. These experiences, and others like them, conjured within me a resentment for the law. Yet my resentment did not fix anything. Only after reflecting did I realize my need to understand the law. Maybe the law had power to help people like me. Maybe I could change the law. Perhaps I should be a lawyer after all. For the first time in my life, I had purpose. And over the next 6 years, I clawed my way into law school. During a recent trip back home, my brother and I cruised the neighborhood. My brother made sure everyone knew I was on my way to becoming a lawyer. Some of our friends' comments reflected their pessimism towards the law. Yet they all encouraged me. "Échale ganas. Hurry up. I need your services. I hope you get into politics someday." Looking back, I feel proud to have made it this far. But I also feel guilty. Why am I the one here? I think of the people I grew up with that are just as capable. We are not very different, yet we live in separate worlds. It wasn't my life choices alone that afforded me this opportunity. I, too, made many mistakes. That is when I realized that my story does not exist alone, but rather only exists because and in the context of the stories of others. We are all part of an all-encompassing narrative, one that promises deliverance. On the one hand, deliverance from the servitude of working for someone else's dream and the envy of not being able to pursue our own. And on the other hand, deliverance from the belief that we are self-made, prosper according to our own genius, and that others are less deserving. This is the story of law, order, inalienable rights, and the pursuit of happiness proclaimed by our founding fathers. It is a story that has yet to come to fruition. My friends are not free. And because of that, I am not free. True freedom comes all or nothing. and is only achieved as we all are individually enabled to realize our highest potential, an Everest we can never reach by our own merits or devices. And if this is true, then bondage is potential constrained, unachieved because of selfishness, indifference, and lack of self-awareness. Thus, we are bound to a story of our own design, where the more we individually want, the less we will ultimately become, and where the potential of all falls short when the potential of the one is not realized. This is a story of freedom, but this is not just my story. This is our story. Will we choose to be free?